Morning. Gloria's children picked the readings, and they did so with a certain playful sense, both of Scripture and their mother, that reflects reality. Listen to that first reading from the book of Kohelet. And Kohelet is being very philosophical. He's saying, enjoy life while you're young, because old age is coming, and it's long, and it's miserable, and you can't enjoy it. And you can almost hear Gloria sitting there, lying there, listening to that, saying, the hell I can't. And she did. It was not an easy life for her in many ways, but she never gave up, and she never stopped having fun. She never stopped doing kindness. She never stopped reaching out. She never stopped enjoying it for all it was worth. That wasn't just something you did when you were young. That's something you learned to do when you were young and did to your last breath. And from that, we move to the second reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. It talks about the source of that. We persevere, we have hope. We get stubborn about life. We absolutely refuse to give up because we know that God has raised Christ from the dead and that God will raise us from the dead. And therefore, live it to the full while you have it. Go home in peace when you're ready. Be confident that God will raise you up. That's very much who she was. Live life to the full. Give up when you really have to. Go home in peace. The gospel reading, the Beatitudes, it's a text you have to sit with for a few decades to appreciate. When I was a kid, I was always fascinated with this text. Like being in a candy store. Which one do you want to pick? You've only got one nickel and there's eight different candies there. Which one is it going to be? There are eight different ways to be blessed here. I definitely want to be blessed. Which one am I going to try for? It's only after you live with it for a while that you realize that they're not talking about eight different ways of getting to a goal. Talking about eight different facets of one stone. That's personhood, that's adulthood, that's faith, that's character. You look at a stone from different directions, it will reflect the light in different ways, but it is one and the same stone. The poor in spirit are not different from those who mourn, who are different from the meek, who are different from those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. All of those things fit together. Sometimes not at first blush, not when you first think about it. You don't think about the meek and those who are zealous for righteousness. It's the same way, the same person. But the different aspects of human life that need to be appreciated, that you need to grow into. Gloria grew into all of them. She had a long career, a lot more so than most. I was privileged to work with her for the last 22 years of her working life, beginning about the time most people think about retiring. Came on at 55, and I'm thinking, you know, I'll get 10 good years out of this lady, and then she'll retire at 65. 15 years, 20 years, 22 years. She'd still be here. If she hadn't gotten so sick, she simply couldn't come to work anymore. Determination. Steadfastness. A woman of great strength. She made up her mind to do something. She's going to do it. Whether that was coming to work or going to bingo. I haven't checked out the route with the director yet. But I hope the path from here to Holy Redeemer goes past at least one bingo parlor. I used to tease her that she came to work as a hobby and played bingo for a living. She made more money playing bingo than I could afford to pay her. She was good. She was also fun. She was fun to be with. She was fun to be around. Because she enjoyed life. Even when life was busily trying to kick her in the teeth, she'd just grab it by the toe and twist it a little and tickle it and have fun. A woman of considerable faith. All of these things reflect her faith in this God that was described for us. The God who raised Jesus from the dead, who will raise us up in our own turn. And that's the important thing this morning. It's eminently fitting that she is buried a few days before the end of the Easter season so that her body sits under that candle. When she and I and the rest of us all were working on the renovation of this church, we put in this wall in the back here. Pews used to go back farther. And that redefines the room at ground level. From that corner to that corner, from that corner to that corner, draw an X. And that spot is the center. The candle burns there for the 50 days of the Easter season because the risen Christ is the center of this church, the center of our lives, the center of our faith, the center of our hope. And her body lies beneath that candle. In tribute to her faith is a sign of her hope, as an invitation to her love. Learn what you can from her life. Learn about steadfastness. Simply being too stubborn to give up when everybody tells you you really ought to. Learn about caring. Learn about love. Learn about enjoyment. Find something in your life that's as much an enjoyable passion for you as bingo was for her. And go do it. Go do all those things. But most of all, remember why all that hung together. Why all that made sense. Because of the steadfastness of her faith in the God who raised Jesus from the dead. If you work for the church, you have many times to see all kinds of reasons why you should just walk away and shake your head. She saw it all. She never gave up. She never gave up because she knew about the God who raised Jesus from the dead would raise us, each of us, from the dead. She clung tenaciously to that God. Learn her God. And therefore lay her to rest with confidence. Lay her to rest with hope. Lay her to rest with joy. And then continue to be who she was. Be strong. Be faithful. Be real. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.